Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of your favorite cocktail creations. For this week's cocktail, Ioana and I ventured to Chicago's West Loop to check out CH Distillery. Now, this place is so fabulous. It's so modern. It's so chic. We were literally so impressed and blown away. And not only do they have so many amazing cocktails featuring CH ingredients, but they also have amazing sushi, which we ordered several plates of. And we also did a Jepson's Malort shot at the end. So it was a super exciting Thursday night for us. This week we are featuring the Chai Tai, which contains everything from No Master's rum to CH rum. There's also some orange in it, and it is topped with a Malort float. And this is just one of the many specialty cocktails that you can get at CH Distillery. To find out how and where you can visit them, check the link in our bio and enjoy our conversation with Tremaine. Welcome back to the episode. Get out those shot glasses because we are so excited to be featuring a Chicago staple. Cocktail Hour meets our favorite city. It is truly an interview match made in heaven with Jepson's Malort. Malort is famous for its unique taste and its rich history, which we're going to learn about today. It's a traditional wormwood-based liquor near and dear to Chicago's food and drink pop culture, and it has been gaining insane popularity in recent years. We're here with Tremaine Atkinson, CEO, co-founder, and my favorite head drinker of CH Distillery, which bought the brand in 2018 and added it to its portfolio of artisan spirits. The company, which embodies Chicago in name and spirit, is host to a 50,000 square foot distillery in Pilsen and a portfolio of Illinois spirits. Tremaine, welcome to Sip With Me.
Thanks. Great to be here.
It is great to have you on. I know that you just took your sip of Malort, so we are ready to just, you know, get down and have some fun. Because this truly is, it's a really fun product, a really fun drink, and it is... It's so like quintessential Chicago, like people, it's one of those things like deep dish pizza, hot dogs, the lake. I don't know what else you think of, but Malort is kind of that for this product category. So I guess let's pause on Malort for a second. And first just like introduce yourself, who is Tremaine? And then also who and what is CH Distillery?
My name is Tremaine Atkinson. I co-founded CH Distillery about 10 years ago here in the city after a long career in financial services, which does tend to lead to drinking a lot. And so that was yes. Kind of my, you know, there's the old joke, like, you know, I drink so much, if I start making it myself, I can lower the cost, you know? So maybe that was some motivation.
Yes, very business-minded.
Yeah, my passion for making spirits goes back to really my family. My dad was at 26 years old, had three kids and was a professor. And so he really did have to lower his cost of drinking. So there's a famous photograph in the family album of a garbage can, like a plastic garbage can with a Croissant head on it and a plastic dinosaur floating in it. I have to remember that I'm on a podcast because I talk with my hands. So right now I'm making all kinds of hand gestures. I'll try to remember that, you know, the audience can't see that. But so the plastic dinosaur, of course, was one of me or my brothers, you know, cruising around the house. But my dad was making beer. And back then you bought a can of malt syrup at the grocery store, put in some baker's yeast, add some water and, you know, just let it roll. So my brother and I were living in San Francisco in the late 80s, early 90s, when the first kind of craft beer revolution was really happening. Anchor Steam and Sierra Nevada and Lagunitas and all these places were really on fire. And so we started brewing at home, and I fell in love with it right away. And that led to starting a brewery with not quite enough capital, and called North Beach Brewing Company. And our business plan was to sell kegs in the city of San Francisco and deliver them, the little 5-gallon kegs. Nobody was doing it. Really sharp business plan. And yeah, we sold one keg to my mom for her book club, and that was that was it. And the $5,000 ran out real quick. Yeah. So we stuck to our day jobs, and eventually I got kind of burned out in the corporate world and was fortunate enough to have saved enough money to do one of two things: either like move to a southern state and play bad golf, you know, for the rest of my life, or try to do something interesting and fun. And so I chose to start a distillery.
Hey, I love it already. So CH Distillery is the name. When did you found it? And like what kind, I know you guys do multiple different things. So talk about that. And then I guess before we get into talking about what Malort actually is and kind of the backstory of Malort, talk about when you incorporated that brand into your portfolio.
Yeah, so when I so actually when I first decided to leave my corporate job and start a business, you know, it actually took me a little while to figure out what to do. I had a lot of interests, and then it hit me one day. It was like, oh, I should start a brewery, because that's, you know, what I always wanted to do. And then about 10 seconds later, I was like, no, there are too many breweries. But this micro, back then they were called micro distilleries. Uh-huh. So this was 2012, about 11 years ago. And I thought, oh, that's a cool idea, because I was following some of them and drinking some products. And so I thought, okay, that's a, very related. And I decided to go with vodka as the lead brand and the flagship, because I really like vodka. I'm like one of those people who nerds out about vodka. I mean, you can sit me down with six different vodkas. I can tell you all the different nuances in them. I can usually blind taste test stuff. So I thought, you know, let's go with what I'm passionate with. It's also, you know, from a business standpoint, it's the biggest spirit, biggest selling category in the spirits market. So, okay, take a shot at it. And nobody was making vodka from Illinois grain. So boom, that was opportunity. And so that's what we launched CH to do, is to make CH vodka from organic Illinois grain grown in Kane County, just 60 miles outside of the city, make it from scratch, make it the best possible way. And that's what we still do. That's still at the core of CH Distillery. What's fun is that my co-founder, Mark Lucas, and I, he's the sales guy, more the operations guy. We went and did tons of distillery tours. And the thing that really frustrated us was you go and you see all the passion and you see the equipment and you hear all the stories. And at the end of the tour, you get like a little plastic cup with a quarter ounce of warm spirit in it, which, you know, okay, that's nice.
It's like dentist office.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was kind of sad, actually. And, you know, we thought, okay, well, it would be really nice to have a cocktail bar, you know, at the end of the tour. So then people can sit down. And so that's what we built in the West Loop neighborhood of Chicago on Randolph Street. And that is still, that originally distillery is still there. So we made everything there, and literally you could sit at the bar, look through the glass, see this incredibly beautiful distillery where we're, you know, making all these really cool spirits. And the reason that we make more than vodka is because the law in Illinois, like a lot of states, is that if you have a tasting room, you can only serve what you make. And So, of course, you know, we hired a fantastic, general manager, bartender, cocktail mixologist gal who was like, yeah, love vodka, but I need like 7 or 8 other things. And so we just immediately started firing off gin and aquavit and got into liqueurs and Bourbon with an asterisk. And I'll come back to that when we talk a little bit more about Jepson's. But that was kind of that there. That was how we got started. So we still have this fabulous cocktail lounge, which also incidentally now has some of the best sushi in the city of Chicago.
Oh my God.
Oddly, thanks to COVID. And but our principles are use local grains, make everything from scratch, use the best ingredients. It's all the things that a craft distillery, I think, should be, which is all about quality.
Love it. We'll have to, maybe JB say, is having a glass right now. He probably has a drink after work every day, Illinois grain.
Love that. I hope so.
Love that. So Jepson's Malort. So for people that don't know what Malort is, tell them what it is and then talk about that brand and incorporating it and why ultimately you acquired it.
Yeah. All right. So I'll give the brief history, the brief 100-year history of Jepson's Malort.
It is. It's a very rich history. It's
amazing.
It's fascinating.
And we are so honored to be part of it. So first of all, the Jepson's. So Jepson. It's not just Malort. It's Jepson's Malort, and Jepson's is Carl Jepson. And like a lot of great Chicago stories, it's an immigrant story. Carl Jepson immigrated to Chicago from Sweden in the early 1900s and was a working class guy, made cigars. His wife was a public school teacher. They had a couple of kids, lived on the north side. And like many immigrants, you know, was longing for the flavors of home. Well, Carl came from the southern part of Sweden, where there's a lot of farm country, and one of the traditional spirits there that's homemade is called Besk, B-E-S-K. I'm not saying it with the proper Swedish pronunciation. It's the American way to say it. But and it involves wormwood. So wormwood is a plant, an herb, if you will, that grows it really grows well in northern climates. It grows in poor soil. It just kind of takes over. It's almost like a weed. And it grows everywhere, and it's got a pretty interesting flavor, let's say. It's been adopted by the agricultural community in southern Sweden as a great thing to infuse into a base alcohol. And there's a lot of myth and legend about wormwood having magical properties. There's a Malort every year at the Malort harvest. It's in late August, and it's considered to be a magical night. You harvest some wormwood at midnight, you hang out with your neighbors and friends. It's good to have some in the house just hanging there to ward off evil spirits. And I think it tastes really good. And so does everybody in southern Sweden. So that's where Carl Jepson came from. He started making Besk at home. And then this crazy little experiment we had here in the United States called Prohibition happened. And he was an enterprising guy. He saw an opportunity because there was an exception in the Volstead Act that would allowed medicinal alcohol to be sold. So he was a clever guy and realized that wormwood is known for its medicinal properties to help with upset stomach. And in fact, it's reputed to kill parasites. It's actually a pretty healthy thing. You will find it today in many supplements that are out there. So he got away with selling Besk, which he called Malort. So Malort is the Swedish word for wormwood. And he got away with selling it in the Andersonville neighborhood, which here in Chicago is our traditional Swedish neighborhood. And he, throughout Prohibition, went door to door and sold this stuff. And every now and then the feds would bug him and they'd say, hey, you know, what's up with this? You can't be selling this. I think that was a little bit of a Chicago accent. Not really. And he would pour them a taste, and they would taste it, and they said, "Whoa, no, like nobody would drink that recreationally. So you're good, Mr. Jepson."
Oh my God!
Yeah. So that's how it originated. And then when Prohibition ended, you know, again, he was just him and his wife and his family, And he knew that the big guys were all going to come in, swoop in and take over, you know, the alcohol market, which of course they did. And he was smart. He said, I can't compete with that. So he sold the recipe to a local distillery, which was owned by George Brody's wife's family. And George Brody became the owner of, and he then called it Jepson's Malort and made it, a legitimate product. And George owned the brand from, about 1945. His family owned it, then he bought it out. And then when he passed away in 1988, his wife had passed away. He left it to Patricia Gablick, who was his secretary and also became his best friend. And so when he died, she took it over. And so it's been in the family for, for a couple of generations, which is very cool. So of course it's, I'm leaving out all the cultural Chicago stuff, but so how did CH end up with it? We'll finish this part of it off. So I picked up a bottle of Malort when we started CH in 2012 and 2013, and I said, why the hell is this made in Florida? It's a Chicago brand. And it turns out because the last distillery, there was a lot of consolidation in the distillery industry. Yep, just like in beer. And there weren't any distilleries in Chicago in the 80s. And so they had to find a home. So it was Florida. So I just started bugging Patricia, who owned the brand, through Sam Meckling, who was her director of marketing and a bartender. Just to let us take over production, bring it home. And I, made proposal after proposal for 4 or 5 years, which Pat, just said, basically, you're a nice young man. You've got a beautiful distillery, but this is too easy. She ran the entire company from her apartment on Lakeshore Drive with Sam as her part-time director of marketing. Yeah. So it was really easy, and she was doing well with it. The brand got a big renaissance, in kind of the mid-2000s. So I gave up. I bugged her for 4 or 5 years, gave up. 6 months later, Sam calls me and says, hey, Pat wants to retire. And I'm paraphrasing here. Basically, you have to buy the company from her. So I did.
Wow, I love that. Wow. Ioana, if you ever start a artisanal brand or anything, I hope it's gifted to me.
Oh, it would be, Aaron. You'd be the first person.
Love it.
So obviously Malort has a very distinct taste. So can you share a little bit more about the taste? If someone hasn't tried it, maybe they're not from Chicago, they don't know what to expect going into it. They're taking their first shot. How do you explain it to people, and what can they expect?
Yeah. So if you Google, the taste of Malort, if you Google anything Malort related, you are going to get a whole variety,
memes.
Right?
Lots of memes.
Yeah. Lots of memes, lots of like world's worst tasting liquor, why would anybody drink this? All this stuff. So it's got this reputation for being terrible. And we roll with that because we just think it's funny, right? We don't take anything that seriously. But to me, I love Malort. I love the flavor of it. And probably the most maybe accurate way that I like to describe it would be taking a whole grapefruit, okay? And just taking I'm going to use my hands, like take a big, big ass bite of the whole grapefruit, like, and then chew on it. And now you're getting the peel, you're getting the pith, right? You're getting the skin, you're inside, you're getting the flesh, you're getting the juice, you're getting a little of everything, but that pith, right? Which is really bitter, is going to linger on your palate. That's what taking a shot of Malort is like. It's like taking a big ass bite of a grapefruit.
Wow. You need a billboard that says that right on I-55.
Yeah, just a big old grapefruit in somebody's face, right? Yeah. Malort! it's interesting because so the formula for Malort is a trade secret. But frankly, it's not that complicated. And wormwood is the primary flavor. And so it's really interesting that wormwood, which is not grapefruit, tastes like grapefruit. I don't know if there's grapefruit in there or not, because actually I don't even know the full formula, right? So because it's like Coca-Cola, right?
Yep.
So there's like three yeah. people, each of them know apart, you know. Yep.
You got the nuclear codes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm totally lying. I actually do know what's in it. But I'm not telling you.
Oh God.
But yeah, so that's what it's like. But then other people have said my favorite, you know, actually somebody just took their first shot yesterday in Ohio. We just started selling there. And she emailed me and she said, it tastes like the illegitimate love child of Jägermeister and Aperol.
Wow. Ooh. Yeah,
I feel like that's pretty you know, accurate.
That
that's
is,
good.
That's good. Bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
Can you also, so I have the bottle behind me. Can you talk about like the logo? I know there's some meaning within the logo itself. I personally think that a bottle of Jepson's Malort is a beautiful bottle. And I think it's one, like you said, I think like a lot of people, we're in our late 20s and a lot of people I know keep a bottle like on their liquor cabinet or on top of their fridge. It's very, it's a pretty bottle to have in your apartment or your home. But what's the meaning behind it?
So it's not entirely clear what the origin of everything is here, because it's got kind of a scroll look to it with some rope. I don't know what that is. It's got like a phoenix, you know, like a mythical bird as a wax seal on it. Again, we've tried to figure some of this stuff out. We have no idea where it comes from. But the one thing that we do know about is that there is a shield on here, like kind of like a family crest, and it's got the Chicago flag in essence. It's got the colors of it, the light blue, the white, and the red, and it's got three stars. And I love that it's only got the three stars, because the Chicago flag now has four stars, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But Malort has been around so long that it's before the fourth star was added. So that to me is kind of like, I don't know. There's something really there's real Chicago pride in it being a three star
yeah.
Chicago
flag. It's,
that's kind
like
of
a
badass,
statement. Like,
you know,
I was here before the fourth star even came around.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, enjoy your fourth star.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then otherwise, it's kind of, frankly, it's kind of a cheap bottle. So when we took over the brand in 2018, we were like, you know, we're fans first and foremost. And we're like, forgive my Chicagoese here, but we didn't want to fuck it up, right? Because yes. it's so loved.
Yeah.
And we just didn't want to mess with it.
Yeah.
And one of the things I like about it is this sort of fits. I mean, CH Distillery has got, you know, we have really, really high quality spirits that have, you know, taste really good. And I'm very proud of them. But we've never like gone for the really fancy packaging, because to me, you're just making the consumer pay for
yeah.
fancy packaging, which doesn't yeah. make it taste better. And Malort is kind of the ultimate. It's in the cheapest bottle basically available on the market. So it's a real, you know, it's kind of got that Chicago ethic, like, yeah, don't fuck around. Just, you know, make something good and sell yeah. it at a decent price.
It's true. I love it.
So do you have any exciting plans coming up for 2023 for the distillery and for Malort that you could share?
Yeah, we're always tinkering. So one of the things that goes on a lot here is that, it's no secret that wormwood is the, you know, principal ingredient in Malort, right? And it's a plant that grows, and it's not like buying oregano or something that everybody in the world uses. So there's a limited amount of, you know, growers of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we are constantly sourcing wormwood. So actually, one of the things that we did last year was we went to southern Sweden, to actually Carl Jepsen's hometown, and we found a farm that cultivates wormwood, and we signed a long-term contract with them to grow Malort, to grow wormwood for us. And we're going to start getting that early next year. And so, but we have to source this stuff from all over the place. And like any agricultural product, it changes depending on what the weather was like. You know, when exactly it was harvested, you know, just a lot of variables, right? So a lot of our time now is honestly spent testing and taste testing batches of Malort made from different wormwood sources with slightly different production techniques. And it gets pretty sciencey, except that, well, okay, if you can count sciencey as you come into work at, you know, 9:30 with a nice, clean, fresh palate, and you do like three shots of Malort, you know, three different test batches, right? That's the protocol. Like if we're tasting vodka, we'll take a small sip, roll it across our tongue, you know, really, really evaluate it. You know, gin, you know, could be all, but Malort, I mean, nobody really sips Malort. So we drink it like the end consumer typically drinks it. So we do shots. So there's a lot of that that goes on. We do some fun variants. We every year, and it's out now, we do a barrel-aged Malort, which is aged bourbon barrels. And I mentioned, so we have under we've always had bourbon. We've always had CH bourbon, except that we've never made bourbon. Well, we made one batch early on and it was absolutely terrible. And so we decided to outsource early on. Good decision. Don't try to be good at everything. And then when we bought the Jepson's brand, we thought, oh, let's shamelessly exploit that and make it Jepson's bourbon, which is really delicious bourbon sold at a great price. But then we have these barrels, right? So we buy barrels from Indiana and Kentucky and Tennessee. When we empty them out, we put Malort in them. And then the Malort sits in there for about a year, 2 years, 3 years, and it becomes barrel-aged Malort, which is really, it's pretty intriguing. So that's out in the market right now. And then what we're finding is, you know, so we don't have any, you know, big, you know, product plans, but what we're finding is that tons of people are using Malort as a cocktail ingredient these days. That's just like caught on like wildfire recently. I don't know if you guys have seen that in your cocktail journeys.
And I've noticed you're like expanding like a lot too in terms of like where you're selling, right? Like you just mentioned Ohio. People are loving it. It's like in, it's trendy.
Yeah, it's I know, right? It's really, it's kind of like an anti-trend or something. But yeah, when we bought the brand in 2018, it was sold in four states: Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Louisiana. And it's now sold in 30 states and growing.
It's
remarkable. I mean, you know, as an example, North Carolina, we started selling there last year. We literally have never showed up in the state of North Carolina with a salesperson or anything. And all of a sudden the state, which does all the liquor buying there, just started sending us orders for Malort, and it's been nonstop.
Wow.
Ever since. And so one of these days we're going to show up in North Carolina and find out who the hell is drinking all this Malort. But that's, you know, it kind of happens. It's like, you know, Chicagoans end up in other places and they, you know, there is tremendous nostalgia for Malort. It's really remarkable because it is just such a, you know, it's as Chicago as the Chicago dog or deep dish pizza or, you know, the bean. It's better than the bean. You can't drink the bean.
It is better than the bean. You know?
And it tastes like Chicago river water. So there you go.
Yes. Oh my God. I love it. Yeah. It's a strong brand for sure. All right, so we end every episode with a round of rapid fire. So we have six questions for you. We just kind of want your gut instinct Chicago answer. You ready?
Cool.
All right, Ioana, take it away.
Okay, favorite way to drink Malort?
On ice, very slowly. I'm lying.
I was like, well, I just saw you take a nice swig from the bottle.
Straight out of the bottle, man. It's the only way to do it.
What is your favorite part of working at CH Distillery?
The drinking.
That does sound like if that was on right a job description. Man, I would be like, okay, sign me up. Yes, I will accept any salary.
Okay, something people don't know about Malort.
That it's all natural and is good for you.
I like it. Very Carl Jepsen answer. What's your favorite thing about Chicago?
Oh, the people, the work ethic, the niceness, the hospitality, everything about the people.
Yes, it is. It's the quintessential Midwest city, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Do you have a favorite or best restaurant you've been to in Chicago?
Ooh, oh, that's a, oh man, I have.
That gets people.
Yeah,
one that you like to frequent. Maybe you don't have to say it's your favorite. We don't want to cause controversy here.
That's all right. That's a question worthy of answering. But I'm going to give you more than one. I'm going to give you Monteverde. I'm going to give you Avec. I'm going to give you Superdog.
Oh, yeah. I could go for a Superdog right now. I love it. Awesome. All right. Last question. Do you have a favorite drink or cocktail that features Malort in it?
That would have to be the Chicago Handshake.
Ooh,
yeah, which
that?
Is a shot of Malort with the beer back. In fact, I'm going to Marge's tap tavern in Old Town this evening because I to do our Cubs ticket draft with friends, and I already know what my first order will be. It's going to be a Guinness with and a Malort.
Love so, it. Sweet.
There we go.
I like that.
We're
going
to have
good.
To try that, Aaron.
Yeah, it's only 1 p.m., but I know. I could go for that right now. Awesome. Well, tell everyone where they can find Malort, where they can check out Siege Distillery's products, read more about the company, and where they can come actually see the distillery.
Sure. The original CH Distillery is at 564 West Randolph Street. And that's where we also have fabulous, incredible sushi, as well as amazing cocktails, and you can do distillery tours. Of course, you can find us on social and on the web. And as far as buying a bottle of Malort, if you walk into any place that sells liquor and they don't have it, you should, we'll tell them to carry it.
I love it. Awesome. Well, Tremaine, thank you very much for joining us. Like we said, we will be having some Malort after work today. I can't drink right now, but I definitely will be taking a shot at 5 p.m. for you. And we look forward to seeing you sometime at the distillery. Ioana, we'll have to try this famous sushi
yes.
as well.
Yes, that sounds so good.
Like everything that we like in one location.
Awesome. I look forward to meeting you in person.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book, as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.